Well, it's budget day in Ontario, and pundits are expecting the Liberal government to reveal its plans for transit. Premier Kathleen Wynne hopes to raise billions of dollars in new revenues to get the shovels in the ground. On the list is the western leg of Ottawa's LRT. Joining me in studio now are two transit experts. Jeff Casello is a professor of engineering at the University of Waterloo, and Zachary Patterson is a professor of geography at Concordia. And they're in town for an urban transit forum, but we convinced them to swing by at this early hour. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Jeff, if I could start with you. Talk often turns to money when the issue of transit construction comes up. What do you think is the best way to fund gigantic new transit projects?
Well, certainly we need to be more creative than we have been in the past. And I think that there's a couple things that are at play here. One is that the public perception of transit infrastructure is much different than the public perception of other kinds of infrastructure. If you build a $200 million road project, there's very little debate, very little discussion about it. But when you build a $700 million transit project, certainly the public wants to have a long discussion about that.
Why is there a difference?
Well, I think that, you know, there's the perception that we all drive, and driving benefits us all, but transit, that's for the other people. And you know, not socially or financially, it's just for not me. And that's where people start to get a little bit concerned about how much we're spending. But back to the original question about what's the best way. We have to think about transportation systems as a whole. And when we build transit, drivers benefit, transit users benefit, walkers benefit, cyclists benefit. So the key thing for me is to really think about transportation funding as a whole. And sometimes we'll be paying for transit funding, and sometimes we'll be paying for auto funding. But we have to come up with a systematic, reliable, repetitive way to pay for our transit infrastructure.
Gas tax is a simple solution?
Gas tax is a great solution. Tolling highways, in my opinion, is a really important solution that we're afraid to do.
That's the sound of hissing and booing, Jeff.
I haven't seen any angry mobs outside the window yet, but I expect they'll be here shortly.
Now, why are tolls so controversial? Why are people so adamant about it?
Well, because we've been driving, quote unquote, for free for the last 4 or 5 decades, and all of a sudden now you're changing the way that we're going to price you for using your automobile, and that's a real change in people's mindset.
You've also said something else that's pretty controversial, Jeff, which is that North America has underpriced cars for the last 50 years. Can you explain?
I don't think it's actually controversial. I think the evidence is pretty clear that what we pay in gas tax is insufficient to pay for the construction, the operations, the maintenance of our transportation system. We only have to look around the province and around the nation to see what is the state of our bridges in our freeways. They're in very poor shape. The Canadian Society of Civil Engineers reports every year that gives a report card on the state of our infrastructure, and it's not good. And that's a funding problem.
Let's bring Zach in the conversation here. Zach Patterson, professor of geography at Concordia. Zach, obviously, despite people's efforts, the car is still the dominant form of transportation. How do we get more Canadians out of their cars and into transit?
Well, I mean, there are many different ways to do it. Mostly you have to think about what are the advantages and disadvantages of using the car compared to transit or other modes of transportation. We often, well, at least people like me, often forget just how advantageous it is to use the automobile for flexibility, for comfort. But at the same time, if you want to get people into transit, you have to improve the functioning of transit in those ways that will encourage people to use it. And so ideally, you improve transit travel times, frequencies, reliability, accessibility.
That's the carrot approach.
Exactly.
Reward people for taking transit.
Exactly.
But you also talk about the stick.
I do talk about the stick.
What's the stick?
Well, the stick's anything that will dissuade people from doing things that you would like them not to do. So in this case, Jeff was speaking before about road pricing, for example. That's an interesting stick for discouraging people from using automobiles, and at the same time it increases the competitivity relative to the automobile of transit and other modes.
Mm. Some people here in Ottawa are fearful, I think that's the right word, that living close to an LRT might have a negative impact on their property values. Is this something that... I mean, is this a myth, or is this something you actually have found in your research?
Well, my research hasn't looked exactly precisely at property values. It's looked more at gentrification. There is a large literature that's looked at the effect of transit on land prices. It's true that sometimes very close to transit you can have negative impacts, but in general the effects are more positive of especially big transit infrastructure on people's land values, and certainly on gentrification.
Break it down a little more for me, though. What do you mean transit equals gentrification?
Right. Okay. So, yeah, gentrification is more complicated than just raising values. house values. Mm-hmm. It's a combination of increasing land values, of changing compositions of the people who live in neighborhoods. And the research that we've done has looked at that in Montreal, Toronto, Vancouver. We found that there is pretty strong evidence that you build a metro or a metro station and the neighborhoods around that will gentrify, certainly Montreal and Toronto. Less clear in Vancouver.
Gentrification, a good thing? Some people would debate that, but what's your sense on this?
So, but what clearly the danger is that you build a new transit infrastructure and it becomes a really attractive place to live, and you bring in lots of higher income, more mobile folks, and it displaces those who have been in their homes for a long time. When I lived in Philadelphia, the property taxes were getting so high because Center City had become so popular, people who owned their homes outright couldn't afford to live in them anymore because the property taxes were displacing them. And, you know, that's an enormous problem. And that's what, you know, as a society, we have to think that that's certainly not a good turn of events. And so the key thing, I think, is that when you have these kinds of investments, that you monitor the property tax implications, that you make sure that the housing supply remains diverse and accessible to as many people as possible.
Guys, thank you so much. You're heading off to what's called a Bacon and Big Thinking event. just a short walk away. You won't have to drive or take transit. It's just over there. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks so much.
Dr. Jeff Casello is an engineer and professor at the University of Waterloo. Zachary Patterson, a geographer and professor at Concordia. As mentioned, they're in town to participate in an urban transit forum, an early morning one.